This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Indiana is one of 10 states that specifically prohibits undocumented college students from paying in-state tuition. That means an undocumented student in that state could pay nearly $17,000 more per year in tuition than their peers. WFYI's Elizabeth Gabriel reports from Indianapolis.
Renee Contreras was born in Mexico, but spent much of her childhood in Indianapolis. She's undocumented, and Contreras didn't know how she was going to pay for college when she graduated high school last year.
You kind of have to navigate that on your own, which is like pretty scary. So a lot of students just kind of feel unmotivated and feel like there's not any opportunities for me, so why even try?
Contreras is among tens of thousands of undocumented students across the U.S. who are ineligible for in-state college tuition. To be clear, these students are not part of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That's because DACA recipients can receive in-state tuition in many states, including Indiana, but not students like Contreras. The DACA program was paused before she could apply.
To find scholarships that work for you as an undocumented student, it is a lot more of hard work to do because a lot of them require proof of citizenship or at least DACA.
Rachel Santos directs education policy for the Indiana Latino Institute. She says a lot of undocumented students opt for private institutions.
Because private institutions can offer more scholarships because they're not restricted to the federal funds.
Opening up access to in-state tuition could lead to more college graduates in general.
Okay. All right.
In Indiana, State Representative Earl Harris says his state needs that.
More people that we can get into university, into college, continue their education, the better it will be, not only for that individual, but it will be better for our businesses, it will be better for our state.
Harris wants Indiana to join the more than 20 states that have a law specifically allowing undocumented students to pay in-state tuition. So far, his fellow lawmakers haven't gone for that. Renee Contreras decided to enroll in community college. She hopes to transfer to a four-year school to pursue a degree in political science.
I'm still deciding because I feel like I have to keep my options open. There's not a lot of room to dream.
In order for her dream to become a reality, Contreras says she needs lawmakers to decide that undocumented students like her can get in-state tuition. I'm Elizabeth Gabriel for Marketplace.